Gracie Abrams there, I love you, I'm sorry, on 2FM. You're listening to Roz and Emma. Now, Dublin Fringe is about to kick off, and in studio we have the one and the only Simon Hennessy. What's the story? How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me, Roz and Emma.
You're very welcome. So you're just back from Edinburgh Fringe. You were there for 2 weeks. How was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. It was very tiring, but lots and lots of fun. Show was, I mean, I feel like I say that. I was there for 2 weeks and I would often complain about how tired I was, but there are people who go for 4 weeks and they would just tell me to shut up because I did not have the right to complain.
Em and I love complaining, so you're in a safe space. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Good. I'm glad because I did mostly want to spend my few minutes on the radio giving out and moaning and complaining about things. So I'm glad to hear that.
This is a safe space.
It really is. And plus, we're actually holding a competition this air for people to basically complain about their week. So it's perfect. Okay. Your show is called Notice Box. Mm-hmm. It's coming to Dublin at the Fringe Festival from Wednesday. Like, I know you've been doing the show for a long time. Like, give it a taster of it. Like, what should people expect?
Sure, yes. I've done it, I think, a million times now. I think I'm right in saying so. I can talk about it. It's a musical comedy show all about living on your phone from the perspective of a chronically online smartphone comedian. I don't know much, but the one thing I can talk about is living on your phone. So it's songs, sketches, stand-up, all about the allure and anxieties of life lived on the smartphone. There's a little bit of honesty there about kind of the effect it's had on my mental health and my relationship with it, but it's mostly kind of goofy songs and silly bits and sketches and all the rest. So
I love this. It sounds like the most relatable show any of us can go and see at the moment because we're all addicted to our smartphones.
That is true. That's kind of the point I'm trying to make in it. I'm like, yes, I'm very visibly addicted to my phone, but so are all of you. Kind of turn on the audience in that
way. So it's kind of food for thought. Do audience members go away and go, God, I need to set a time limit on my phone?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they do. I don't want them to tell me, though, if they are, because that'll make me feel bad because I have not... You know, I talk about it on the show and then I immediately go on my phone for 5 or 6 hours afterwards. So I'm being very hypocritical with regards to the show.
So you brought Notice Box to the Edinburgh Fringe, right? And you did it there for 2 weeks and now you're back in Dublin. Like, does it make a difference to you coming back and playing in front of an Irish crowd? Like, does it feel any different?
It feels different in the sense that, you know, when I'm done, I get to go home to my own bed, which is nice, rather than gross shared student accommodation. Ugh, the worst. it is nice. Obviously it's kind of, I'm from Dublin, you know, grew up in Dublin. So it's very nice to do a show at home in front of a home crowd.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Brits who, you know, they're fine, but they don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not as fun.
Yeah, we've a special type of humour here in Ireland.
We do.
We really do.
Yeah, the best kind of humour, I would say. And we would all say, being Irish, we're possibly a little biased, but...
No, it's true.
No, it's
a true story.
It's full fact. Yeah, full facts, yeah. Now, obviously the show is full of different characters. Do you have a favourite character you play?
That's like asking who's your favourite child.
Well, we do ask that on the show, so go for it.
Really? Okay. Interesting. It kind of changes, but at the moment I very much enjoy doing, there's a character I do called Eminem 50, who's like a Dublin based rapper.
Okay.
And that's a lot
of
fun.
I love the name Eminem 50.
Yeah, the name is the funniest part, probably. Yeah. That's what kind of gets people in, and then they realize the rap, maybe not quite as good, but it's a lot of fun because I feel like everyone in comedy, I have a theory, is a failed something else. You know, maybe you're a failed actor or like a failed director. You weren't quite good enough to be serious and now you have to be funny.
What are you?
I'm a failed musician.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't quite cool enough, wasn't quite hot enough to pull off being a proper musician. So it's okay, I'll do comedy music. Okay. So that's a great character as an outlet for that.
Yeah. I'm meant to be bad. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. If it's bad, I'm like, that's the joke.
That's the funny part.
Simon, thank you so much for joining us today. Notice Box will be making its Irish debut at the Dublin Fringe Festival. It's running on the 18th of September at 8 p.m. in Smock Alley Theatre, which is, I think, one of the most stunning theatres ever. Tickets are between 13 and 17 euro and you can buy them over on fringefest.com. Very best of luck with it, Simon.
And
thank
Simon,
you so much.
Where can people follow you online?
They can find me on Instagram at Simon_Hennessy, at TikTok at Simon Hennessy's, or one of the other places, but those are the main ones.
I recommend it. He's very funny.
Thank you very much.